Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 87 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Haley Stidham.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Kentucky Circuit Court Clerk's Trust for Organization recently announced a new app.
Community members and organizations are supporting Black Jewel Miners.
The city of Pikeville is planning to rejuvenate its art district.
2018 crime numbers were released last week.
In sports, Kentucky football coach Mark Stoops says forward is the only way to look with the new season beginning.
Taking a look at your region's weather tonight, clear skies, lows around 66 degrees. Tuesday, sunshine and clouds mixed with a high around 90 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, lows around 68 degrees. Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, highs around 84 with a chance of rain at 40%.
The Kentucky Circuit Court Clerk's Trust for Life organization recently announced a new smartphone gaming app to encourage tissue and organ donation. LifeLift is an airdrop and time-based game in which players deliver donated organs to hospitals while dodging obstacles. As players level up, different characters and aircraft types become available. Kim Tabor is the Round County Circuit Clerk. She says organ and tissue donation is very important.
It's sort of still taboo because people really don't want to talk about organ and tissue donation. What we as circuit court clerks try to do is to educate the community that there is definitely a need for organ donation. There's a need for tissue donation. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I can still be an organ donor.
The LifeLift app is available on both iPhone and Android.
Community members and organizations continue to support the former Black Jewel miners who have been without pay for over a month. Among those donating to the cause is the Richard and Leslie Gillum Foundation. Ross Keegan, former vice president of operation for Black Mountain Resources, spoke on behalf of the foundation Monday morning. He tells WYMT a total of $768,000 will be given to miners in Harlan, Letcher, and the surrounding counties.
They compiled a database of 246 names of miners and their families here in the Kentucky area, people that worked, had the last paychecks bounced. So what the Gillum Foundation decided to do was they wanted to give to each of the families in that database $2,000.
More support will be given to miners in Virginia. A bankruptcy hearing was scheduled to take place this morning in West Virginia.
The city of Pikeville is planning to rejuvenate its art district. The city has received a $3,000 grant from AARP to upgrade its plaza and outdoor arts venue. AARP Kentucky State President Charlotte Whitaker says making Kentucky cities and towns with more entertainment is a way to encourage all to get outdoors and make friends.
They have identified an area of their city that needs a lot of tender, loving care. And we have stepped in to help make that happen. You know, there'll be arts and music, just an area that some of their folks 50 and over will have to go to and enjoy the art.
Groups in Danville, Lexington, Louisville, and Newport also were awarded AARP Community Challenge grants. AARP looks at projects across the country that make cities more livable.
The annual Fancy Farm Picnic is Kentucky's signature political event and a major fundraiser for the St. Jerome Catholic Church in Graves County. This year, the two candidates for governor didn't pull punches in criticizing one another ahead of this fall's general election. Incumbent Governor Matt Bevin played to the Republican base during his stump speech, using abortion as a talking point during KET's live broadcast of the event.
This is another fundraiser that was held this week. It was held by and for Andy Beshear. It was hosted by the guy that owns the only abortion clinic left in Kentucky.
Bevin also touted his record on unemployment, job creation, and passing a pension bill.
More than $15 million in excess coal severance tax revenue will go to 49 counties and 122 municipalities. WYMT reports Governor Matt Bevin made the announcement on Monday, House Bill 200 directs that if actual coal severance tax revenue exceeds the official estimate, all the extra money will go to the local government economic assistance fund, coal severance program. The funds can be used to address needs in public safety, environmental protection, public transformation, health recreation, libraries, and educational facilities, social services, industrial and economic development, and workforce training. Among those receiving funds are Ashland, Boyd County, Breathitt County, Floyd County, Laurel County, Pike County, and Prestonsburg. A full list of those receiving funding in the southeastern Kentucky counties and cities can be found on WYMT's website.
The 2018 crime numbers released last week show a drop in serious crimes for the first time in 5 years. The majority of violent crimes were cleared, but only 25% of property crimes were solved. Retired Detective Don Evans tells WKYT part of the reason for the disparity is victims often don't know what the burglar looks like.
The majority of burglaries occur during the day. They're in and they're out because they don't want to be in the home any longer than necessary because it increases their signature and their chance of being caught.
Larceny and theft accounted for 1 in 4 cases, according to the report. Animal cruelty made the biggest decline last year, but bribery, pornography, and obscene material offenses and forcible sex offenses all increased. Evans says despite the decline in overall cases, the report is not something to be proud of. However, he hopes it will help law enforcement more effectively combat serious crimes in coming years.
Following the Leaking County pipeline explosion, officials are still unsure of the cause. Andrew Melnikovich is with the Kentucky Public Service Commission. He tells WKYT it's unlikely to be caused by human error as pipelines are clearly marked.
Typically what happens is there is either a structural problem with the line itself that over time weakens the line, and it can be a faulty weld, something like that.
The Lincoln Line was part of a 9,000-mile-long transmission that stretches from Texas to New York. Melnikovich says the Kentucky PSC is not responsible for the accident because they only have authority over pipelines that start and end in the state.
Back-to-school season is in full swing, and the Pike County Health Department is feeling the effects. Nursing administrator Stephanie Bentley tells Mountaintop Media this time of year has parents scrambling to get their kids vaccinated before the first day of school.
And so if you have someone that's going into Head Start or preschool, they would need an update on their vaccinations if they're 4 years old. And then the next time would be at sixth grade. Sixth grade requires a physical and also some vaccinations. And then you will get your booster at age 16 for meningitis. And that'll complete you and stuff for from kindergarten all the way through high school.
Bentley says parents can get their kids vaccinated by their pediatrician, but the health department has plenty of vaccines available.
A Boyd County jail death suit has reached a settlement, WMKY's Lacia Hindenburg reports.
Boyd County will pay $1.75 million to the estate of Michael Moore, who died in the county jail last November. 5 former deputies were charged with manslaughter after security tapes revealed them severely abusing Moore. He died 28 hours after he was booked into the jail. Sweeping changes have been made in the jail since to improve conditions, including extensive training for jail staff about the treatment of inmates. A flower box and plaque will be installed outside the jail in honor of Moore. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
It's been almost a year since a 26-year-old Frankfort man disappeared. Kevin Jackson was living there with a friend when police said he disappeared in October of 2018. That friend contacted Jackson's mother when she hadn't heard from him. Sharon Lathrop Miller spoke with LEX 18.
Eventually, we're going to find him, and then we can get Aiden back home where he belongs, and we can get Kevin at peace. Kevin's not at peace, and I can't be at peace. I can't sleep.
A candlelight vigil is set for September 22nd in Lawrenceburg.
Police are still searching for a Pike County man wanted for assaulting his neighbor with an axe. Last month, a grand jury indicted 57-year-old Barry Miller of Pikeville on a felony assault charge relating to an attack on his neighbor with a double-bit axe. Prosecutors tell Mountaintop Media Miller missed a court date earlier this week on the charges Anyone with any knowledge on Miller's whereabouts is asked to contact the Pikeville Police Department. And finally in sports, Kentucky football coach Mark Stoops says forward is the only way to look with a new season on the horizon. The Wildcats completed one of the more successful seasons in program history, and much has been made of those players that have moved on. His response, just wait till you see the guys who are still on the roster and those who have been waiting for their chance to shine.
We returned some players that decided to forego the NFL and come back to do more, to play with a chip on their shoulder, to win some football games. We're tired of being close in some. We want to win and get over that hump.
Fans will get a chance to see this year's team up close this Saturday for the annual Fan Day event at Kroger Field. The Wildcats open the season on August 31st against Toledo. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell sharply as a trade war between the world's largest economies intensified, with China retaliating against President Trump's latest move, and the Dow Industrials plummeted 767.27 to finish at 25,717.74. The S&P 500 was down 87.31 at 2844.74, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 278.03 at 7726.04. The major indices posted their worst day of the year and have fallen more than 6% from their record highs set last month. And the move continues the sell-off that began last week when President Trump ordered new tariffs on the rest of Chinese goods and the Federal Reserve failed to signal it would be as aggressive as the market hoped in backstopping the economic slowdown. China, which had historically controlled its currency, the yuan, allowed it to fall to its lowest level today against the dollar in more than a decade. The onshore yuan broke above 7 per U.S. dollar and traded around 7.05. Apple led the decline in stocks that have the most to lose from these new tariffs, losing 5.2%. Nike was down 2.7%. Macy's and Best Buy were both down over 3%. And the Spider S&P Retail ETF itself closed 2.2% lower. China, along with allowing their currency to fall, has also backed off of agricultural purchases that had been promised previously. China did actually suspend the purchases of U.S. agricultural products and threatened to slap tariffs on the farm goods purchased after August 3rd, according to state media and other reports. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.5% at $54.85 a barrel, and gold was up 1.1% at $1,473 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a bad day, with the Stock 600 index down 2.3%, and stocks were weak in Asia as well, with the Nikkei down 1.75%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 2.78%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Lowe's down 221 at 97.02, CSX down 201 at 65.11, Community Trust Bank down $1.18 at 39.97, Anthem was down 7.19 at 283.38, PPL Energy was down 69 cents at 28.97, and Marathon Petroleum was down 2.96 to finish at 50.66. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Haley Stidham. Now back to All Things Considered.